Come on, I want to talk about America. America. And really, my message this morning, I'm going to break it down into three sections, all right? I want to talk about our past. I want to talk about our present. And then I want to talk about our future, all right? So I'm going to break it down in three different levels. Now, if you don't like America, you're going to be offended at probably everything I have to say. So you can just go ahead and leave, and we'd be all right with that. But if you like this place and love this place, man, you need to listen up. We are in a critical place as a nation. Come on, anybody know that? Come on, if you haven't looked around, you need to look around. If you haven't woken up, you need to wake up. All right, you need to realize where we're at as a nation. First of all, let's talk about our past. And as many times as I hear this, oh, it frustrates me to no end. As far as what our nation was, before we go there, I want to talk to you about what the Bible says about roots. About roots. Check this out. Listen to this. Matthew 12:33. It says, either make the tree good and its fruit what? Good. Or else make the tree bad and its what? Fruit bad. Come on, everybody say good fruit and bad fruit. Now Jesus is talking, we'll just read on. It says, for a tree is known by its fruit. A tree is known by its fruit. If the tree is bad, it's going to produce bad fruit. If the tree is good, it's going to produce good fruit. All right? And I would just like to propose to you today that America has one of the greatest root systems on this planet. And America, at its core, when it was originally designed, our founders of this great nation, it is good. It is good. Our roots are good. There isn't nothing wrong with America. And let me just say this. I get sick and tired, and there's going to be a whole lot of this sick and tired stuff today. I'm just going to say that. I get sick and tired of people talking about they need to fix America and help America and all that. How many of you know for years, for the founding of our nation for 200 some odd years, there wasn't nothing wrong with America. There wasn't nothing wrong with America. I think about our founders and the way our nation was originally designed. And think about it this way. As far as some of the things that our founders had to say specifically about America. Listen to this. Patrick Henry. One of the most famous quotes is, if life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery, forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what other course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me. Those people were so passionate about having just simple liberty that they said, I would rather die than not have it. Rather die than not have it. How about this? Check this out. Same man. It cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religious people, but by Christians. Not on religions, plural, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, no, Pastor Charlie. This nation wasn't born a Christian nation. This nation wasn't founded as a Christian nation. All those wackos that want to talk that way and say that, how come they're trying to take everything Christian down? If the nation, the very fact that they're trying to remove it tells me we were founded on it. Yeah. And if this message offends you, get two copies and listen to it over and over. Because I am so, I could explode with this stuff up here. And I just may. For that reason alone, people, he continues on the quote. For this reason alone, people in other faiths have been afforded the freedom to worship here. Yeah, absolutely. Because it's a Christian nation. It was birthed as a Christian nation. Check this out. President George Washington, first inaugural address. First inaugural address. Imagine a president that would speak up for Christianity. I can only imagine. I'm offended. It's going to get better. No people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States. Every step by which they have advanced to the character of an independent nation seems to have been distinguished by some token of providential agency. Specifically saying that this nation could not exist without the hand of God. This nation could not exist without the hand of God. This is the nation that was birthed over 200 years ago that we are celebrating today, or this weekend. We are celebrating a nation that was born like no other nation on the planet, like this nation. There is no other nation like this nation. This nation is unique and all to itself. And it frustrates me when people try and dumb it down and make it something other than what it was. We have some of the greatest laws on the book. We have the greatest piece of penmanship ever designed called the Constitution of the United States. And I'm going to take just a minute and we're going to read some of it. And why would we ever do that in church? Because apparently we have a complete illiterate community and people that don't understand what the Constitution says. If they did, we would not have what we have in our nation right now. Yes, preach on, Pastor Charlie. I don't need it today, but I'll take it. Praise God. Listen to this. The Constitution of the United States is the most awesome thing that, as soon as I find it, I'll be all right. Listen to this. Where in the world? Well, here we go. It's not on there. I don't know why. Here it is. You ready? Listen to this. When the course of human events, it becomes necessary for the people to dissolve the, this is the Constitution of the United States, all right? Talking about breaking away from who? England. All right, listen to it. When the course of human events, it becomes necessary for a people to dissolve its political bonds, which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate but equal station to which the, listen to this, and this is why I wanted it on the screen. I'll get it there second service. The laws of nature, everybody say laws of nature. Laws of nature, watch this. Laws of nature and the nature's God. This is the Constitution of the United States talking about the laws of nature and nature's God. That there is a deity over the laws of nature that are operating. And they are breaking away from England, and they are going to set up a new government based upon that God and his laws. That's what they said. That's what they said. It isn't like we don't have it written down. They wrote it down so that a generation would pass and wouldn't forget where exactly they got things from. Y'all hearing what I'm saying? Here it goes. It goes on. And nature's God, entitling them to a descent respect to the opinions of mankind, required that they should declare the causes which impelled them to be separate. It basically, he's saying, hey, listen, we've got the laws of nature and nature's God, and we want to write to you, England, and tell you why we are separating from you. We want to lay down our case, all right? And then, most of us know this, but let me just give it to you. Here it is. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Everybody hear that? Self-evident. Can I give you the Charlie Riley Amplified? You'd have to be a knucklehead not to understand and see these things happening. We hold these truths to be self-evident. We don't need to take a vote. We don't have to look around. We can look at nature and nature's God and nature's law and know exactly what's going on because these are self-evident. They show up on purpose all by themselves. You ain't got to vote on it. They happen automatically. They're self-evident. I'm wound up a little bit about it. Here's what it is. You ready? Self-evident that all men are created equal. That means black, white, red, brown, purple. We're all created equal in the eyes of God. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Now watch this. Here's the next part that people get confused. And we are endowed by our... Hey, stop right there. If you was to ask kids on the kids ministry side, where does food come from? What do you think they'd say? Walmart? McDonald's? Come on, Burger King, Chick-fil-A, except on Sunday. Come on, am I right? Some of them might go as far as to say, well, Mom cooks the fridge. Some might say, Mom, all right? How many of you know food comes from the ground. Take some money to plant the seed, sow the seed, water the seed, grow the food, grow a cow, grow a chicken, grow crawfish. Come on, how many of you know food comes from the ground? All right, let me explain. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their, not government. Stop. Not government. The government doesn't give you rights. Nobody in the government can give you rights. The problem with the church and most church people is they are waiting on the government to give you a right. The government don't give you a right. They will take your rights. You don't think they are? How come I was meeting with an attorney just this week to protect our church? Because they want to take our rights. We are not about to stand. Why? We are, as long as there's breath in this being, I am a free person. And I am endowed by my Creator with certain inalienable rights, which means you can't take them from me. You can't take them from me. I don't get my rights from Chick-fil-A. I don't get my rights from the Congress. I don't get my rights from the president. I get my rights from God Himself. I'm endowed by Him with certain inalienable rights. Our founders believed with this with all their heart. They didn't believe it was the King of England giving them rights no more. You have to understand, back whenever they penned this thing called the Declaration of Independence, this was crazy talk. They believed that their king gave them the rights. This was the first nation ever. Quit listening to all that garbage out there. All that indoctrination. This nation was not born like any other nation because they believed in this. That people have the power and people have rights. The government doesn't give you rights. Matter of fact, the government has no rights. We are to empower the government with their rights. We got this thing so flipped upside down, people don't even know what they're talking about. Wow. Good Lord. If I wasn't a preacher, I'd be a lawyer. I'm serious about that. They're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights among them, which means it's not limited to, but it's among them. Among them are, here it is, life. Stop right there. Time out. We are endowed by our Creator with the right to live, to exist. Roe versus Wade, 1973, wipe that out. They're liars. They're deceivers. They don't understand what the Constitution says. You have a right to exist. Yes, you do. Yeah, we were endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. Among them are life. Here it is, liberty. Right? In the pursuit of happiness. Now let me just draw a line in the sand and define your rights. Your rights are not what makes you happy. What makes me happy? To steal. You were not endowed by your Creator with that right. You were not endowed to steal. Because your Creator didn't design you that way. We are endowed by our... See, this is where we get it wrong. This is where we go off. We say, oh, God's given me... I have the right to be life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. No, you haven't. You've been given the right by your Creator with certain rights. Certain rights. And if you don't know the Creator, you ain't going to know what those rights are. But as soon as you know the Creator, you know what the rights are. This is why George Washington said it is impossible to lead the United States without the God who helped him pen this and the Bible. You can't lead it. This is why we're going amok. This is why we're going awry. We don't understand this. You are endowed by your Creator with certain inalienable rights. You do not have the right to sleep with your neighbor's wife. But it makes me happy. I don't give a rip what you think makes you happy. The truth of the matter is you don't have that right. Because if the Creator disagrees with it, no matter what you think, it's wrong. I can marry who I want to, even if they're the same sex. You are not endowed with that power. You are not given that ability to marry whoever you want to. You're not given that. You're endowed by your Creator with certain... I want to marry a 9-year-old. You're a pervert, and second of all, you were not given that right. You were endowed by your Creator. I want what someone else has, so I just go take it. You were not given that right. You're endowed by your Creator When you understand the Creator, you understand what your rights are. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. My goodness, I got way too much today. Listen to this. And then, watch this. Inalienable rights among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Watch this. That to secure these rights, the governments are instituted among men. Governments are instituted among men. Governments are instituted among men. Basically, men give the government their power. When the government goes crazy, you take their power off of them. And whenever here's the deal. You know where I'm going with my message? I brought something to illustrate. I brought something, and I'm way off with it, but we're going to go. I brought an axe. I'm not here to hurt nobody. All these things I'm talking about right now, since 1960, we've been taking an axe toward the roots of American culture and society. If the tree's good, then the fruit's good. For years, America has been the beacon, a city set on a hill, a light that can't be hidden. We have the Statue of Liberty lighting up New York, and yet most of the people that live there just keep chopping at the root system of this great nation, and I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of people chopping at the roots because they think it's bad. Well, just because you don't think it's bad, or just because you think it's bad, maybe you're bad. Maybe you're evil. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe you're sinful. They just keep chopping at the root system of America. Check this out. Listen to this. Listen to this penmanship. Listen to how they wrote it back then. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to its ends, it is the right of the people to alter and to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such a form as to them shall seem most likely to affect the safety and happiness, the prudence indeed, that will dictate that the government long established should not be changed for light or transient causes. In other words, we shouldn't just flippantly change the government. That's what they were basically saying. He says this, and according to all the experience had shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while the evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the form of government by which they were accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, good Lord, I can tell you don't know what I'm talking about because you're not saying anything. Usurpations, taking power from people, assuming it onto themselves, and then telling you what to do with it. That's called usurping authority. The government does not have authority to tell you what the definition of marriage is. It does not. The government does not have the right to tell me, stand up here and tell me who I can speak against and who I can't. We have something called the freedom of speech. Yes, we do. Look at this. It goes on, man. It just goes on and on and on. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariable the same object, and it just goes on. It says, I love this part. You ready? Pursuing the inevitable, invariably the same object, a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is the right and their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for the future of the security of that society and culture, such as been the patient sufferance of these colonies. Basically saying, listen, when the government gets out of control, it is okay to throw that government off of them. Now, let me just tell you what I'm not saying. I'm not saying as Christians we should, as believers, we should throw off the government we have. All right? All I'm asking for is, how about we return to the government that the founders wanted us to have? Because it was working fine for over 200 years. It made us what we were. I said, what we were. what we were. It made us what we were. How about this? A return to the Bill of Rights. Some of you may or may not know what they are, but let me just read some of it, all right? And these I got up on the screen. Watch this. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Listen to it. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion. I'll give you the history on this. They came from the Church of England, where everyone was subject to the Church of England. They didn't want that anymore. They believed everyone was free to worship the way they wanted to worship. Yes, they believed that everyone should be free to worship the way they want to worship. All right? We don't have this in America. We don't have that. If you think we have that, you're crazy. Respectfully. We don't have that. Because here's the truth. The very thing the Bill of Rights says that we should have, the government is responsible for. They are establishing a religion each and every day of their life. Yes, they are. Say, what is it? Humanism, secularism, and atheism. That's what they believe. And they shove it down your throats. Yes, they do. Every time they get an opportunity, they can't wait to shove it down your throats. The government does. They are establishing a religion. Yes, they are. No religion is a religion, called humanism. Yeah, and they are establishing it. Now watch this. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion. Does anywhere in that, does it say they can't support Christianity? People say, well, Pastor Charlie, if they support Christianity, they'll have to support all the religions. Go for it. Put Christianity up against any religion in the world, and I promise you, hands down, we'll trump it. Amen. It'll trump it. Let me ask you a question. For those of you that maybe have not even thought of this, let me bring this up. Let's look around the world. Let's look around the world, and let's examine the nations who have good fruit and bad fruit. And let's examine where their root system goes. India, largest population in the world. Good fruit or bad fruit? Look at the root. Hinduism. Japan, China. Good fruit or bad fruit? Look at the religions in the world. Look at the root system that's connected to them. You tell me which ones are good and which ones are bad. You can tell by a people if their root system is good or bad. And yet we walk around, and I say we. I'm preaching to the choir, I think, this morning. But we walk around like there's no evidence that Christianity works. As a pastor, it frustrates me. And it frustrates me even worse whenever the poll comes out in 2012, which is the latest poll data that's out there, saying that 75% of all Americans are Christians. 75%? Really? 75%. In that same research poll, only 15% were born again. What? How do you become a Christian without being born again? How do you get there? Well, I'll tell you how you get there. You get there through secular humanism. People think they're saved and they're not saved. If they were saved, they'd know that this stuff frustrates you. That the government was instituted by the people. We, the people of the United States. We, the people. The power belongs to the people. The government works for you. Then you got some crazy wacko on TV talking about how, well, I don't owe you an explanation. I don't know. Hey, listen. Listen, you do owe us. You work for us. You work for us. We don't like you. We fire you. That's the way it's supposed to work. We don't like you, we impeach you, we get rid of you. You're not good for us. Does it work? No, there's only been 7 impeachments in U.S. history and none of them have went through. I believe our founders really meant for that to happen a lot faster than what it does now. Yeah. I don't know why we can't see the course and say this is bad and say why can't we change this? Why can't we change this? That's where we were a Christian nation. The America you think of is dead. It's dead. The America of George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, all these people, that America does not exist. Say, Pastor Charlie, this is supposed to be happy 4th of July celebration. Well, I'm celebrating the America that was, not the America that is. That's a doom and gloom message, I know. But if it'll cause you to wake up and look around, maybe it'll help. Maybe it'll help. Maybe it'll help when you got these people in power that do not know and do not have the best interests of our nation. I don't know how that works. Let me say it this way, and I'm off my message, but I'll get back here in a minute. Matter of fact, let me, for those of you that may say, well, Pastor Charlie, you shouldn't be hammering this stuff home. All right, let me talk to you. 1831, man from, I ain't even going to try and say the brother's name. Huh? Tocqueville. All right. Rocheville. All right. 1831, he was a political scientist and social scientist. He made an extremely insightful, whenever he said this. He said, I sought for the greatness and the genius of America in her commodities, her harbors, her ample rivers, and it was not there. In her fertile fields and boundless forests, and it was not there. In her rich mines and her vast world commerce, and it was not there. In her democratic Congress, in her matchless Constitution. Notice that. Matchless Constitution. Our founders were so brilliant, they wrote down our rights. We are not in England where we don't have our rights wrote down. The problem is we don't hold people's feet to the fire when they violate our rights. Yeah. How about this? And listen, for those of you, I'm against Democrat, Republican, Independent. I'm against anybody that stands up on TV and talks about taking away my rights. Every time something tragic happens, watch. Turn on the TV. They're going to talk about taking away your rights. Some wacko kid shoots up 9 people in a church, God forbid. And they don't talk about guns. They talk about how to take guns away from people. Talk about assaulting your rights. Let's just say this. The kid lost his mind. The kid needed Jesus. And they needed someone else in that church carrying at the same time. That's how you defend it. Somebody pulls out a gun, you shoot them first. You don't talk about taking away rights. Guns don't kill people and forks don't make people fat. Preach on, Pastor Charlie. Watch this, show you something great about America. And it was not there, not until I went to the, there it is, Churches of America, that's right, and the pulpits were aflame with righteousness. Did I understand what the secret of her genius and power? America is great because she is, she's good. And if America ever ceases to become good, she will cease to become, yeah. So for those of you that maybe don't think I should stand up here and talk about this stuff, you are missing the point. The problem that I have more than anything is that preachers and pastors and Christians and church leaders will not stand up in spite of ridicule. Do you know how many times I've been called a hater? You know how many times I've been made fun of? You know how many times people have talked bad about me? You know how many? And nothing more in me is the love of this country and the love of the people of this country. I love this place. I love Chevy trucks. I love apple pie. I love fireworks. I love blowing up stuff. I love guns. I love my Bible and I love this country. And it's a shame what's happening to it, praise God. It's a shame. It's a shame. It's a shame. Our hearts should break for this place. If not for ourselves, think of our generations to come after us. We have yoked them with a belief system and an understanding and with debt and everything else to where the America that we think about, they'll never even experience. Never experience. Never experience. There will be a day in America, if we continue on the course we are going, that I would be arrested for talking like this. You don't think it's happening? You're just last week, homosexual marriages got called marriage. First of all, husband and wife come one flesh, can't do that, and procreate, can't do that. That's the definition of marriage according to the Bible. That offends me. Your inability to understand the times in which we live offends me. It offends me. Because the truth of the matter is, it is time for the church to be light in a dark world. And we've got to have the light, praise God. We've got to have the light. Let's go on. You ready? Now check this out. It was not 48 hours till a lawsuit was already filed against the pastor out west for speaking from the pulpit. You want to know what happened? City council made a law that said that that pastor has to marry same-sex couples. If you think that the homosexual agenda was about two people loving each other and living together and calling it marriage, you're missing it. You're missing it. It's not about that. It is about silencing the opposition called pastors, churches, and church leaders. That's what it is. And don't think that we don't have a radio program that hits a lot of people, so I understand what kind of jeopardy I put myself in. But you know what? Here's the truth of the matter. The truth is the Bible is the Bible. It is the Word of God. It hasn't changed, not dot nor tittle of it. Nothing in it has changed, and we ain't going to change our definition of what the Bible says it is. Yeah. We are a great, great nation. My goodness, I could explode up here. But listen to this. Check this out. I hope you understand that we live in such an awesome place that we share something with Israel like no other nation in the world. Like no other nation. Listen to this. Israel. The parallels of America and Israel. Have you ever thought about this? There are so many parallels between America and Israel, it's not even funny. Listen to this. Israel, founded to take the Torah, the light of God, to the nations. America, founded to take the good news of Jesus to the Indians. That was Cape Henry, April 1607. They said that was their purpose. Check this out. Israel, comprised of 13 tribes. I know people say 12. No, Joseph received a double portion. So the original 13 colonies. Israel, north, 10 tribes south, sometimes at war with each other. Listen to this. Did you hear what I just said? North and south, sometimes at war with each other. South fought against the north, north against south in the Civil War. Israel, capital Jerusalem, not part of any tribe. America, capital Washington, D.C., not part of any state. Israel, led by three groups, kings, priests, and prophets. Lord help this one. America, led by three groups. Executive, legislative, and judicial. That's the way it was supposed to work. When you have judges making laws, that's called judicial tyranny. They have no right to make law. They have no right to rewrite law. Their job to say thumbs up, thumbs down. Either the law is good or the law is bad according to the, not their feelings, not their emotions, according to their constitution. And don't get me started, but you done did. 78% of Americans when it was voted on, talking about same-sex marriage, when that thing was voted on and put it to a vote, 78% of all Americans thumbed it down. That's the way this thing's supposed to work. Okay? 78%. But you got some lawyers, activist lawyers, who believe that it's good that we do this thing. So, here's what they do. They get their hands in it. Five judges with black robes who think they're smarter than everybody else think they can tell America what they should believe about what the definition of marriage is. That's not the way this thing was supposed to work, y'all. See, Pastor Charlie, there's nothing we can do. They're lifetime appointments. You haven't read the Constitution. Go back to the Constitution. The Constitution says that the Supreme Court was given its power by Congress. If your congressman was so wound up about what just happened, they could take away and strip them of their rights and give it back to the states. Don't tell me there's not a solution for this. There is a solution. Return the power to the people, praise God, and America would set its course straight. It would. I don't know if I can do this two services. America could set its course straight. Why? Because American people get it. American people live their lives each and every day. And all they want to is the government to stay out of their business, praise God. That's all they want. Listen to this. You ready? Government, civics, 101. Legislative branch. What do they do? Huh? Make law. Legislative branch. Executive branch. What do they do? Here's a revelation. Execute the law. You don't have a right to say, I'm not enforcing that law. You're the executive branch of the government. You execute the law. You don't like the law? You go to the Congress and you tell them, I want this law fixed. If they decide they don't want to, none of your business. Keep your nose out of it and execute the law. You're supposed to be the highest office in the land that executes the law of the land. When you no longer do that, you are not rightfully a president that is willing to lead our people. You execute the law. That's your job. Make people mad. I don't care. You need to read what it says. They're stripping you of your rights. Do you see it? God, do you see it? I will probably die and go to heaven if Jesus tarries before all this thing hits the fan. But I promise you, we cannot continue on the course we're going. We cannot. We cannot. It is unsustainable. Unsustainable. It is absolutely unsustainable. Okay, I gotta go. Whew. The Jews left Egypt to escape religious persecution. The pilgrims left Europe to escape religious persecution. Israel is called Satan by the Islamist. It's called the Great Satan by Islamists. And nothing has changed in 8-10 years. Going and apologizing to the Islamic people that hate us anyway is not helping. They still hate us. Why? Because it's a spiritual war, not a physical war. All they see when you apologize to people that don't know God is weakness, and they think they can attack. Despite what your mama said, Chris Kyle, despite what your mama says, violence does solve some things. America, the second republic founded on a fixed laws of God. Israel was the first. Israel, all who would heave, all that would... I'll skip all that. I got way too much up here for the time allotted. How are we doing on time? We're doing all right. Do you understand? Do you understand? Listen to this. A book. You ready? Check this out. A book. When nations die, Jim Nelson Black, it's called When Things Kill a Nation. What Things Kill a Nation? You ready for this? Check this out. Here's one of the statements in the book that I thought was powerful. Dissatisfaction with traditions and authorities. The cultural elites turn their back on the values and the traditions as old as the nation itself. He calls this, they want change for change's sake. Yeah. 10 things he lists that kill a nation. You ready? Here they are. 10 things. Now this is a doctor, and I'll give you his name here in a second. Increase of lawlessness. When you see that, the nation is in decline. Loss of economic discipline. Rising bureaucracy. Understand how these two are connected. Understand, everybody, check this out. And if I've offended you, please forgive me, but here's the deal. Listen, just hear this part. The reason we have to be anchored in the Word of God and have the Ten Commandments up and have all those things is because people need a moral foundation. Everyone has one. Every nation has one. America, their moral foundation was the Word of God. Okay? Now get this. From that foundation, it taught America how to live a certain way. How to live a certain way. Okay? And even if you weren't godly, you understood that these were the boundaries. Even if you were atheist, you live within those boundaries. Okay? Now watch. When people don't live within those boundaries, the government has to step in and put people back in those boundaries. Therefore, as people become more ungodly, the governments gain more power because they have no moral foundation. The more people are morally founded and grounded, the less the government needs to intrude. Come on, did y'all get that? What we've been doing since 1960 has been sowing the idea of break away from our moral foundation. And because of that, people act crazy. So the government's response is not, let's return to the foundation. The government's response is, give us more power. We'll fix it for you. How's that working out for us so far? Every time you hear about the government getting bigger, they're stripping you of your rights. They're stripping you of your rights, which you were given, not by them. They're taking something that belongs to you, that was given to you by your creator. You go taking my stuff, I get irritated with it. When they strip us of our rights because they think they know better, something is wrong with the system. Check this out. He goes on, rising bureaucracy, decline in education, weakening of cultural foundation, loss of respect for traditions. Can't even put up a Christmas tree on the courthouse square. Christmas tree, really? Because it might offend someone. That's the problem. So worried about offending people. But they're not worried about offending me. I said they're not worried about offending me. Nobody cares what I'm a Christian, born again. I'm more in line with the Constitution and what the Bill of Rights and what the founders believed in it than they are. And they're worried about offending them. How about offending me? And offending my daughter? And offending my son? And offending my family? So flipped around. You got the most ungodliest bunch of crazy people, and we're worried about offending them. People that blow themselves up or kill people, we're worried about offending them. I personally don't give a rip about offending them. I'm only saying what y'all are all thinking. That's all I'm doing. I've got more response in this service that I should preach this. No. It's 4th of July. I feel like I have to say this, get it off my chest. Increase in materialism, loss of respect for tradition, rise of immorality. Oh, we're not even there. We done crossed that bridge. We're supporting and institutionalizing immorality. Decay of religious beliefs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Devaluing of a human life? Yeah. Okay, now, you want to hear the kicker of this book? You should go get it and read it. You want to hear the kicker of this book? The guy says that if you see three of these in any, the nation will fall. He says, America, as a matter of fact, I got his quote right here. Dr. Black states, and I quote, the United States is the first nation in history where all 10 symptoms are present in the society at one time. All 10. And we think we can sustain that? Mm-mm. No. You know what we're doing? We're just chopping away at our roots, man. Chopping. And let me tell you something. America is more divisive now than it's ever been since the Civil War. America is more divided. Think about it. Blacks against whites? It's a shame, too. Shame. Rich against poor? Every time you turn on TV, it's about pinning someone against somebody else. You very, very rarely hear anything said about, man, this group has gotten together, and although they come from diverse backgrounds, they're all moving in the same direction, accomplishing the same goal. Because in my opinion, God's waiting on the church to be that. God's waiting on the church to be that. We're supposed to be the ones who say, you know what? We come from diverse backgrounds, diverse economic situations, diverse issues, but we are the church of Jesus Christ. We are all under the same blood. We are saved and washed, and we are walking together arm in arm, and we are going to see God do big things in this place, praise God. That's what the church is supposed to be, right? Right? That's what we're supposed to be. That's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be that, you know? Where are we at now? I wrote this down, just some things here. Check this out. Since 1962, think about the America you grew up in. Since 1962, America. Let me see here. I got way too many notes. I usually don't preach with all these. 1962, prayer taken out of the school. 1963, Bible removed out of school. By the way, which was one person dictating to a nation. All right? Second of all, upheld by the Supreme Court, which was a rogue court. When I say rogue, not one of them who made that. You go back and study the Supreme Court history. If you think all those people sitting on that Supreme Court are the smartest people on the planet, you're out of your mind. A lot of them are politically connected, and that's how they got there. They're politically connected. They have a political agenda. Say, oh, no, that's not. The court is unbiased. Oh, really? Is that right? How many Supreme Court justices are there? Come on, somebody say nine. Nine. Guess what? They just released last week. Was it last week? About marriage. Did you know that two of the judges, two of them, had already done same-sex marriages? Two of them had already done same-sex marriages. I'm not speaking in riddles. I'm telling you the truth. Do you think that's a conflict of interest? Come on. Do you think that's a conflict of interest? Absolutely. They have an agenda. Guess which way they voted? What a shock. Should that irritate you? Absolutely. It should bother you. Why? Because it's corrupt. You can't get away with that. It's corrupt. And what should we do as Americans? We should hold their feet to the fire. Amen. We should say, no. You can say what you want to. My rights are given to me by God, and I don't care what you say. Oh, this sounds like civil disobedience. Let me explain to you. The purpose of government is to uphold good and put down evil. When they flip it around, there's some resistance going on. There is some resistance. Now, I'm not saying take up arms. I'm not saying pick up a... What I am saying is this. I better put this down before I talk like this. What I am saying is this. Make a phone call. Tell somebody. Talk to your friends. Talk to your neighbors. Tell the people. Hey, listen, do you know what they're doing? Do you recognize what they're doing? Do you understand they're taking away our rights? Do you understand that this thing is not legal? Do you understand that the purpose of government is this? Say, but Pastor Charlie, I don't know all that. Why don't you know that? Why don't you know that? Get educated about it, man. There's so much stuff out there that you can get educated about this thing and how it's supposed to work. How it's supposed to work. And if you don't do it for you, do it for your kids. Do it for your kids. Do it for your kids. Do it for your grandkids. You want your kids to be free? I'm so tired of people saying that can never happen here. You know, in 1960, they said prayer could never be taken out of school. It was. 1960, they said there is no way the Bible would ever be removed from schools. It's been in there over 200 years. It happened. There's no way abortion would ever be legalized in America. And it happened. There's no way that you could ever say same-sex marriage would be the law of the land. It happened. There's no way they'd ever put preachers in jail for speaking out against it. It's happening. There's no way that the government would ever just shut down all opposition to it. Don't tell me that. We've had 40, 50 years of the government doing whatever they wanted to take away people's rights. How are you going to tell me they wouldn't do that now? Like suddenly they reach a material line and they like, oh, well, we should back up from that. They've been crossing that line for years. And what happens is people don't do nothing about it. They don't do anything about it. Because believe it or not, we all got lives and jobs. And while we're all out working and doing what we're supposed to do, they're ruining our country. When really we should get educated about it and say, you know what? They should not be doing that. So what are we going to do? All right, I didn't want to bring you all that way and not tell you what we could do. All right, check this out. And Jesus knew their thoughts and he said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be brought to desolation. I believe that's what the enemy's doing to America right now. I believe he's doing everything he can to divide us. And if this message has come off like I'm here to divide you, I'm not. I'm not here to divide you from the government. I'm here to tell you what the government should be doing, and we should hold them responsible for that. Right? How about the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights? How about this one? How about this one? Oh, matter of fact, I'm just going to go there real quick. I'll be done in a couple hours. The powers that are not delegated to the United States Constitution nor prohibited by to it from the states are reserved to the states respectively and to the people. Here's the way it should work. You ready? The Constitution. You know the Constitution was not meant for you? Is that a revelation? The Constitution wasn't meant for you. The Constitution was meant to live in government. It's on them. That's the way it's supposed to. But we've somehow twisted it. I'm going off on the Constitution again, ain't I? But the Constitution has now been taken and applied to you. The Constitution was given to us from our founders to limit the role of government in our lives, not to limit you. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights declares specifically, you ready? You ready? Here it is. That whatever the Constitution doesn't give the power of the government, the federal government, to do, that power belongs to the states. Yes. It belongs to the states. And if whatever their Constitution doesn't allow them to do, that belongs respectfully to the people. That's the way it's supposed to work. Whatever the federal government doesn't have a right by the Constitution to do, that comes to the states. Now, let me say this. You ready? This may shock you. Here it is. You ready? If the states gave homosexual marriage to the people, and the people voted, and the people upheld homosexual marriage in the state of Indiana, get this. It would be rightfully the law of the land. But the federal government has no boundaries in that according to the Constitution. It's reserved to the states. And whatever isn't reserved specifically to the states belongs to the people. The rights start with the people and end with the people. How many of you believe we've got this thing all messed up? God, man. Can it turn? I'm going to tell you, I'm an optimist by nature, so I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes. But I can assure you of this, if we don't change our course, it won't. And if the people of God don't stand up, because we're the only ones that have the moral fortitude to do it. We're the only ones. We're the only ones. Most people, whenever they make law, they say, well, that's the law. We got to live with it. I'm wired backwards. That's the law? No, well, it may be the law, but here's the deal. That isn't given to them by the Constitution. Well, the Supreme Court says it. Five yahoos that had an interest in it from the beginning. You think I'm going to listen to them? No, I'm endowed by my Creator with certain inalienable rights. Mm-hmm. I know some of you are probably like, man, I came to hear this 4th of July message. I am subject to this. Anyway, check this out. We must wake up. People need to wake up. Wake up. Wake up. The America that you think is dead. That America does not exist. Now, do you want to bring it back? If you want to bring it back, then you need to wake up and say, okay, we got to do something about this. This is crazy. How about this? We must stand up as Christians. We must stand up as Christians. We must stand up. Stand up. I believe in this. I believe what the Bible says. I believe this. I believe this. I believe this. If 75% of us are Christians, why are we going the direction we're going? Huh? And if only 15% are born again, why are they calling themselves Christians? They're not. The only way to really turn America is to turn the hearts of the people. Right? Right? Mm-hmm. We must pray up. We must pray up. Here's the bottom line. We must look up. We must look up to heaven and say, God, man, it's about you. What can you do? And in spite of all that I've said today, which has come off kind of hard and brash, in spite of all that I've said, we're still the greatest nation in the world because of our roots. Yeah. Still the greatest nation. So do I think this stuff can be done away with? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But it isn't going to change by everybody just sitting back on their duff and complaining about it. People got to do something about it. They got to do something about it. They have to do something about it. So what's that look like to you? I don't know. When's the last time you called a congressman? When's the last time you called an elected official? When's the last time you called them? They're on my phone. Their numbers are in my phone. In my phone. Why? Because I let them know. Yeah, that's wrong. Shouldn't be doing that. Wrong. My goodness, I feel heavy. But I want you to see the reality of it. I want you to see that the America that you grew up in is dying daily, a slow death. And if we don't do something to revive it, and I believe it starts in the church, it's not going to resurrect itself. 50 years from now, 100 years from now, will America be what it was? I mean, think about it. I'm almost done. I hope you hear my heart today. More than anything, I've asked God that you would see my heart. I hope you see my heart. I'll shut up right after this. 16 years old, I got to go out to Grissom Air Force Base. All right? Back then, they had the A-10s out there. They do a flight show every year. Man, I got to go out there. I got to see that. And everything in me, I wanted to be a part of that. I mean, I would go out there. People were celebrating America. They would say openly, we are the baddest nation on the planet. We got the baddest military on the planet. We are a nation. Back, you know, remember when we didn't talk to Cuba and we threatened Russia? That if you jack with us, we will mess your world up. We will jack you up. We'll rebuild afterwards, but we will jack you up. I mean, think about it. We're the only nation in the world. We go bomb people and then rebuild for them. America's evil. No, it's not. I mean, I remember thinking, and I thought, my goodness, this is America. I was born here. I was born in this place where it's free. I can decide my destiny. I can live the way I want to live, and I can do what I want to do, and I can be a part of the greatest military on the planet. Man, America's great. I love this place. Love it. Went and served. Loved it. Been in other places in the world where they found out I was an American and got to see how people respond to Americans. Oh, you're American. I had one, I was on a mission field. And these kids came up to me and they go, they could barely speak hardly any English. They're like, Pastor Charlie. I'm like, yeah, you've been to the mouse place? They were saying the mouse place. I was like, what? And I figured it out. They were talking about Mickey Mouse. They lived in the middle of nowhere, but they knew about Mickey Mouse. I was like, only in America does a mouse become famous. Only in America. Famous mouse in the whole world. Mickey Mouse. Why? Because in America, people are free. They're free. If they believe that drawing a mouse and making a play park from a mouse is cool, they get to do it. And if they do it, they're not worried about who's offended. They get to do it because they're free people. America has been so blessed because it's so free. But if we don't remain free, we will no longer be blessed. You have to understand that there has been a hedge of protection about America. Hedge of protection. And the thing that we've got to understand is if we don't change course, I'm afraid that that hedge of protection is coming off. And the America that we know will no longer be. And that's a shame. It's a shame. And to be honest, it's worth fighting for. Amen. It is absolutely worth fighting for. So if it takes me and the little voice that I have here in Kokomo, Indiana, to stand up here and act a fool, and maybe offend some people, then It's not my heart to offend. It's my heart that you would hear my heart that I hurt for our country. And while everybody's celebrating, in my heart I'm thinking, what are we really celebrating? What are we celebrating? We're really celebrating the America that was, not the one that is. And it's unfortunate. I'm going to shut up right after this. It's unfortunate that the generation that makes the crazy stuff happen don't have to live in their mess. All those pot-smoking hippies of the 60s, if you're one of them, I'm sorry. All those people that did all that, you know, they're now leading the nation. And they're making laws and rules that they ain't even going to have to live out and see the fruit of. They're changing the roots, chopping it away. The unfortunate thing is the next generation's going to see those. And I dread that. I dread to see. If America's crazy now, wait till you see what happens next. It's not good. So what can we do? Stop chopping at the roots. We got to stop chopping. Got to stop chopping. Need to stand up. Need to talk to people. We need to pray up. We need to look up to heaven and say, God, help us. Help our nation. Please, God, heal our nation. Amen?